Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast, where we share stories of hope and inspiration to shine a light on a better tomorrow. But for today, I hope you choose to make the day awesome. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful Monday night here in South Florida. And, you know, I'm kind of digging these late night vibes. I just want to say that. But before we get started here, I want to say thank you to everybody who has taken time to listen to the show, to share the show, to leave ratings and reviews, because, guys, that's how we are going to reach more people in this journey and share our messages with the world. That being said, I have some openings for some times for people who want to, who might be looking for a stage to share their message, who might be looking for that opportunity to say, you know what, I've went through some shit in my life and I'm ready to share that with the world, because it's not always sunshine and rainbows. But I've been through this shit, and I think the shit that I've been through will guide somebody in a way that's going to save them a lot of headache and heartache in their journey. So, guys, if that's you, I challenge you to reach out. Find me online at The Real Joshua Luther. Send me a DM, an email, info@TheRealJoshuaLuther. And let's get you on the show and connected with the Make the Day Awesome family, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to spread that hope and encouragement amongst one another to help each of us on this journey just a little bit easier. But guys, I want to take some time today, and I want to talk to you about faith for a minute, because I've been very open and very vocal about my faith. I'm a man of God. I believe in God, and I believe that there is one God, and I believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And I've had some conversations over the last couple weeks that have just been really not really eye-opening, but not in a question my faith sense, right? It's more of a, it's kind of like a what you're doing moment. What we're doing here is really starting to cause that trickle-down effect. You know, I put in with my spiritual community. God bless you guys. I literally, like, put them first in everything. I spend so much time there, pouring into them, helping out. And I feel like, it's great and all, don't get me wrong. But I think so many people miss the opportunity to build something absolutely beautiful and amazing in their life because they're so worried about the legalism, if you will, behind church and serving and giving and grace and all these other things that we deal with as for myself, Christians. Now, I have friends who have been raised Islam. I have friends who are Catholic. I have friends that are Methodist, Lutheran, whatever religion you are part of. That's the beauty of it, right? And the way I see it is they all tie back to one God, right? And much like the difference in language from, or the difference in names from language to language, while God's name may change amongst the other religions, there's still one God. We all believe in one God, and it's really a beautiful thing. And we're having this discussion today because I feel like we are so lost in our faith walk, especially through this time with COVID and everything else going on in life. You know, COVID we've been dealing with now for 2 years, and it's put a lot of struggles on a lot of families, whether it's addictions coming out or abuse coming out or, listen, being cooped up in the same place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for, you know, some people haven't really adapted back to normal life yet. They've been hunkered down for 2 years. Like, think about what that does to your mentality. And that's where faith steps in. That's where the beauty of something bigger is there to guide you and to save you. And I don't mean it's going to come in and wash away all your problems and take away all your hurts and take away all the struggles. Like, this is two parts, guys. Remember, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy the lottery ticket. God can tell you all day you're going to win the lottery, but if you don't buy the lottery ticket, you're not going to get it. God's going to tell you you're going to get a Lambo, but if you don't go to the Lambo dealership or surround yourself with people with Lambos, you're not going to get the Lambo. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't magically appear from the sky. But there is a beauty in just releasing it all and saying, you know what? You got this. Now, for me and my faith, and this will challenge some people's thoughts, but in my Bible, it says we were created in God's image. It says that I'm going to have to look this up here real quick. But it does say we were created in God's image. And I believe that if we were created in God's image, we were created in alignment with God. Here it is, Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. So if we're created in God's image, right, then that means we are like God. In moral, spiritual, and intellectual nature. And I believe that the power of God is within us. And one of the things that we don't dive into is that power within us. One of the things that hold us back is that fear of the power within us. I don't think that the power is in me. I know that God is in me and God is moving through me in every conversation I have, every moment, every interaction, because he's there for me. The things that are happening in my life day to day honestly would break a lot of people. And I mean that from a very humble standpoint. Living financially with nothing, dealing with homelessness, anxiety, depression, fear, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, self-worth issues. I mean, the list goes on and on, guys. And a lot of that was a result of me losing my faith. I wasn't always a church guy, but I did have my faith. And it was when people started telling me that that's the wrong way to do it that I lost myself. That you can't have faith without church. You can't have faith without giving. You can't have faith without whatever it is. And now, don't get me wrong, I love my church family. I love giving. I love serving others, 100%. It took a shift. It took time for that to happen. So I'm not saying you have to do it overnight. But it also doesn't have to be in a church. I will say this, we were called to live in community. That community is the church. That church is what you build of it. So whether it's just you and your friends from down the street, the whole neighborhood block, or a couple people, 100 people in a friends group online, church is community, and community is where you build it. And I challenge y'all to find your community, build your church, share your stories, and help others along these journeys that they're facing, these battles that they're fighting. I hope everybody has an amazing night, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Always remember, make the day awesome.